بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كأني أنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحكي نبيا من الأنبياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم ضربه قومه فأدموه وهو يمسح الدم عن وجهه ويقول: اللهم اغفر قومي فإنهم لا يعلمون. متفق عليه. حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, as though I can picture a messenger, or he says, as though I can picture, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, and he says, I can picture Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describing one of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described to the Sahaba a Nabi of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, whose people hit him, and they beat him up, and they began to shed his blood. They beat him up so badly that the Nabi is bleeding, and وَهُوَ يَمْسَحُ الدَّمَ عَنْ وَجْهِ, he was wiping the blood off his face. As they were beating him and he's bleeding, he began to wipe off the blood from his face, and he said, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِقَوْمِي فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. وَاللَّهُ, forgive my people, because they do not know. Wallah, you forgive them, because they do not know, they are ignorant. So this was the forbearance and tolerance the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had. Ulama explained that in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was describing to the Sahaba about a Nabi of the Anbiya. Most probably he was referring to himself. In the Battle of Uhud, we know how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his face began to bleed. And why was the Nabi wiping off the blood from his face? Because ulama write, if the people beat up the Nabi, and if he begins to bleed and the blood has to touch the ground, Allah's azab comes instantly. So before azab could come, the Nabi is quickly wiping off the blood from his own face, so that his own people who are beating him, they do not get punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the forbearance and tolerance our Rasulullah SAW had. Or some ulama say it's either referring to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Nonetheless, the lesson is that we should be able to forgive, overlook, pardon, and turn away from the ignorant ones. In the time of Taif, we know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, how he was chased by the people of Taif. He tried desperately to give da'wah towards Islam and Iman to the people of Makkah. After much effort, he found that he was not getting the results he desired, so he thought, let me go to Taif. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked, or she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَيْكَ يَوْمٌ كَانَ أَشَدَّ مِنْ يَوْمِ أُحُدْ, in your life did you experience any more severe day than the battle of Uhud? He says, yes. He said, I bore many hardships from your people, and the severest hardship which I bore from them was on the day of Aqaba. This was when Rasulullah SAW was returning now from Taif. He said, I presented myself to Ibn Abdi Alil, Ibn Abdi Kulal, who was the leader of Taif. He did not accept my invitation. And we know how the people then drove him off from Taif, and even sent the dogs against Rasulullah SAW, chasing him. He said, I therefore departed with much grief. And Rasulullah SAW fell unconscious, and he only regained his consciousness at a place called Qarn al-Thalib. He said, I raised my head and I saw a cloud shading me. When I looked carefully, I saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And he called unto me saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard the response of your people to you, and he has sent the angel of the mountain. And if you wish, Allah has commanded him that whatever desire you have, whatever dua you have, he will answer you and he will fulfill your desire. If you wish, we can crumble and crush these people between the two mountains. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he says, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may produce from their progeny some people who will worship Allah ta'ala alone without ascribing partners unto him. So imagine, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was his concern that the ummah must not suffer, ummah must get jannat, ummah must not go to jahannam. He bore all the pain, suffering, the beating, the hiding, the torturing, the persecution. Now so many times we find in the dunya, over petty issues, people will keep on harming us, insulting, troubling us. So what is our response? Ignore such people. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When ignorant people have to talk to you in a very vulgar, rude manner, just tell him salam alaikum and carry on from there. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفُ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that accustom yourself to pardoning people. Command that which is good and turn away from the ignorant ones. There's a very important hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which applies to many of us. People complain, they say that I'm being good to my family, but still they give me a cold shoulder. So what should my response be? A sahabi asked Rasulullah the same question. He says, Inna li qarabatan asiluhum wa yaqta'uni. I've got friends, I've got family people, I always join ties, but they always break ties with me. Wa uhsinu ilayhim wa yusi'una ilayya. I'm being good to them, they are cruel to me. Wa ahlumu anhum wa yajharuna alayya. I try and forbear them, but they always act ignorantly to me. Give me a very cold shoulder, as though I don't exist in the family. فَقَالَ لَإِن كُنْتَ كَمَا قُلْتَ فَكَأَنَّمَا تُصِفُهُمُ الْمَلِ. Rasulullah says, if this is what you are claiming, this is the scene, that you are being good to them, you are kind, they are bad to you, you forbear all their troubles, but they still show you a cold shoulder, you join ties, they break ties. If this is what you are saying, if it's true, then it is as though you are placing hot ash in their mouths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain in your aid against them as long as you are remaining in this condition of maintaining that family ties and overlooking their faults and their weaknesses. Hot ash is actually when a person has to put hot ash into his mouth, how terrible he will feel. What pain and suffering he will get. He will feel miserable. So these people who are being hard and harsh and cruel against you and giving you a cold shoulder all the time, not welcoming you in the family, or always picking out on you, mocking at you, and then time comes when they will realize that this man or this lady, despite the troubles we are giving and inflicting upon her, she is still kind to us. And I'm going to give the students an example. If you are traveling somewhere, and on the road you see a person who you know, family member or friend, and he's got a puncture, he's on the side, and you pretend as though you did not see him, but you know he saw you and you saw that he required some assistance, but you made like as though you didn't see him and you carried on, and you did not stop to help him. And you go down the road, and you get a puncture. And now you're standing there, you don't know how to change the tire, and suddenly the same person who you ignored, he comes up, and very happily he assists you. At that time, how you feel? That terrible feeling you get. This is exactly what is meant here. That you are breaking ties, they're still joining ties. It is as though now you're putting hot ash in their mouth. They will realize how terrible they are reacting towards you. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah help us to forgive, overlook. It is not easy. The hadith of Rasulullah says, "A'ti man harama." That person who's depriving you, you still give him. وَعَفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَ. The one who's oppressing you, you forgive him. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. And be kind to the person who's cruel to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to great difficulties. There are incidents where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking with the Sahaba. And he's got a very beautiful Najrani, from Najran, a shawl. And the borders of the shawl are thick. And suddenly he finds a Bedouin coming. فَجَبَذَهُ بِرِدَائِهِ. And the person tugs him, pulls him by his shawl, very, very cruelly, harshly. The Sahabi says, I could see when this Bedouin pulled Rasulullah so harshly and severely with the shawl, I could see the imprints of the shawl on the beautiful neck of Rasulullah. And the way the person spoke to Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad, مُرْلِ مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي indak. That wealth which is belongs to Allah in your possession, command me and give me some of that wealth. Tell the Sahaba to give me some of that wealth. He says, the Sahabi says, I turned towards Rasulullah to see his response of dhahika. Nabi Kareem just smiled. ثم أمره له بعطائه. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, give this person something. There are so many examples like this. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through great difficulties, forbearance. Fatih Makkah took place, a time when he was like the king of Makkah now. And he could take revenge. He says, no, I give you the same message what Yusuf Alayhi Salaam gave to his brothers. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. There will be no revenge against you. I have forgiven you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the quality we need to try and develop in ourselves. Inshallah, if we do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a very great position in His eyes. A very high position of wilayat we will get. It is not easy. Person is being cruel. We know tit for tat. He hurt me, I must hurt him back. But Sharia tells you, go one step further and overlook, forgive, pardon the person. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a very, very high rank in the akhirat. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.